Magic Flute Mix. Thanks again to Coffee and Smokes Alex for turning me on to what we're hearing right now. Les Baxter, Saturday Night on Saturn from Les Baxter Exotica Volume 3. Savoir Faire is not going to be in this evening, but we have something even better.
No, it's not better.
Than Automation.
Better than Automation, yep.
We have Arthur, who normally does the Grand Hour, playing radio drama. He came up with a bunch of space music that he suggested to me, and I was kind of like, well, I've got already two space programs planned. And so Arthur said, well, you know what? I'm going to come in and I'm going to play this music myself for WMFO listeners and fans. So let's get that started like real soon, as soon as I take care of cleaning up here. Click, 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 and we will, we could set the board profile, and we will do that right now. And you notice it sounds a little different. And, stay tuned for Arthur here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
The hero in space that 7 months later few could recall the names of the crew of Apollo 8. Frank Borman, Jim Lovell, Bill Anders. Or the names of the men of the Apollo 1 fire. Gus Grissom, Ed White, Roger Chaffee. A small plaque bearing their names was part of the cargo Apollo 11 carried to the moon.
30 seconds and counting.
Where were you at 9:32 on the morning of July 16th, 1969?
Astronauts report it feels good.
If you were Neil Armstrong, Mike Collins, or Ed Aldrin, you were 363 feet above launch pad 39A, locked into command module Columbia.
Guidance is internal.
If you were one of the 463 operating technicians in firing room 1,
ignition,
you felt an excitement previously unknown.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
This was the flight to the moon. If you were Charles Lindbergh watching from the VIP grandstand, you remembered another craft and another takeoff 42 years ago. If you were Ralph Abernathy at the Cape to watch the longest voyage any Earthman had ever undertaken, you asked why such enterprise could not liberate the poor on Earth.
Was a great deal of joy and pride for that particular moment and second. I really forgot the fact that we have so many hungry people in the United States of America.
For 8 days and nights, between liftoff and splashdown in the Pacific southwest of Hawaii, the world held its collective breath. Each of us has his own special set of memories. For me, there were three. The descent at 4.05 p.m. July 20th.
Contact light. Okay, engine stop. ATA at a descent. Host control both auto, descent engine command override off. Engine arm on.
We're home.
413 is in.
Man on the moon.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Houston,
Oh, jeez.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue.
Then the opening of the hatch at 10:30 that night and the first walk on the moon 17 minutes later.
Okay, Houston, I'm on the porch.
Roger, Neil.
I'm at the foot of the ladder. The LAM footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Ground mass is very fine. I'm going to step off the LAM now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
At 1:54 on the morning of the 21st, Eagle's ascent from the moon and rendezvous with Columbia.
7, 6, 5, 4 stage, engine arm ascent, proceed. Beautiful. 26, 36 feet per second up. 5, little pitch over. Very smooth. Very quiet ride. There's that one straight around there.
The docking of Eagle and Columbia, and then on the far side of the moon, the trans-Earth injection that thrust them on the long voyage home.
We got you coming home. It's well stocked.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're floating in space.
Yeah. Thank you. Good evening. This is Arthur with Edward on camera. Here, the that was the Mercury Rev, Blood on the Moon, from, I believe, a 1990 release, Lego My Ego. It was an original themed, the motion picture Moon Buggy, a film by Howard Nelson. It actually says performed by Grasshopper, so that might not have been the whole band that was involved in that. Before that, I played Spiritualized, Ladies and Gentlemen, We're Floating in Space. That came out in the late 90s at some point. I believe that was their third Spiritualized album, but technically fourth Jason Pierce's album. And then from the archives of Arthur, I found some I Hear It Now. I Can Hear It Now, the 60s, with Walter Cronkite kind of narrating his twist on the Apollo 11 first moon landing. There's a little bit more before that with all the other Apollo stuff, so I left that out because things are getting pretty redundant here in the whole college radio landscape. Today, if you were listening to other radio stations, everybody's playing space, moon-themed music. I'm going to go ahead and... Actually, I'm talking over one of Joe Meek's bands, the Thunderbolts, which March of the Spacemen. This will probably be my talk-over music today. It's on a compilation, Vampires, Cowboys, Spacemen, and Spooks. So... enough of me talking. I'm filling in for Savoir Faire tonight on Songs from the Squid Pod. My name is Arthur. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO and or WMFO.org. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. flying saucers were only a myth, that people from other planets didn't exist. But since they have landed here from outer space, there's cups hunting saucers all over the blaze. Yeah. Now Iper Khan and Kipper Ching, they journeyed down to Earth to do some visiting. And the dance they did was the funniest thing, for as they danced together, every one of them would sing. Take the hand of a me, a my Amanda, and a me, a my Amanda, she a take a my hand. We a kibble cobble too, we a kibble cobble fro, and though the music's speedy, never let her hand go. Chongo, chango, husky, chesty fellies, take the hand of their slender villanellies, each one a singing as they twirl and whirl. Kibble-dee, cobble-dee, wind up and swirl. Come all ye cups, each grab your galley, oh, and spin her around and round. Don't let her down before you toss her into the nearest whirling, twirling, flying saucer. This ends the bibble bobble dance of kibble cobble. Chongo, chango, husky, chesty fellies, take the hand of their slender villanellies, each one a singing as they twirl and whirl. Kibble-dee, cobble-dee, wind up and swirl. Come all ye cups, each grab your galley, oh, and spin her around and round. Don't let her down before you toss her into the nearest whirling, twirling, flying saucer. This ends a bibble bobble dance of kibble cobble. This ends a bibble bobble dance of kibble cobble.
I'm pretty certain everybody has kibble cobble in their personal library there. That was Nervous Norbus, Norvis, with kibble cobble off of his Stone Age Woo collection. That was preceded by Daniel Johnston, Rocket Ship. That was released in 1983, I believe, somewhere along those lines, on the Yip Jump Music. And I started that set off with Yellow Sarong by Yo La Tengo. That was off their Fake Book album. I believe that came out in 1990 or 91. I'm not certain. They actually cover one of Daniel's songs. Speeding Motorcycle on that. Actually, that was track 5. Yeah, Speeding Motorcycles, track 8. They covered that. Anyway, I'm filling in for Savoy Fair tonight. My name is Arthur. You're listening to 91.5 FM and or WMFO.org. This next song, this is Billy Riley. I'm playing this one, well, because from what I understand, this is the first, have you ever heard of that band Public Image Limited? Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right, so we'll just call it PIL right now. Flying Saucer Rock and Roll. That's from what my understanding was the first mention of Flying Saucer in a rock and roll song. It was originally came out in 1956. Somebody stole my CD1 from the 1956 version, so this is a redone from 1990. So I'll go ahead and play Flying Saucer of Rock and Roll. It is kind of a space-themed night, day, all over all of the college radio stations. At least I'm not playing Dark Side of the Moon.
angels saw me dead.
That was the Tornadoes Another one of Joe Meek's bands doing Telestar. Telestar might have charted. I don't remember. I know that's their most famous one. Then Joe Meek went crazy and hooked up with the bass player and killed himself. Something like that. That was preceded by Billy Riley, Flying Saucer with Rock and Roll. Again, I played that just because, from what I understand, PIL, it was the first time Flying Saucer was ever mentioned in Rock and Roll. But now, let me get this volume here. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I'm going to go back to more of the archive with a little bit more Walter Cronkite and everybody's favorite, Richard Nelson. Kim, Savoy Fair should be back next week, as far as I know. I don't know anything about it unless he posts on the sub list. So that's how come you're listening to me tonight. Thanks.
President Nixon was on the aircraft carrier Hornet to welcome the astronauts back to Earth.
Neil, Buzz, and Mike, gee, you look great. You feel as good as you look.
Oh, feel great.
Feel just perfect, Mr. President.
Yeah. I was thinking that this is the greatest week in the history of the world since the creation. As a result of what you've done, the world's never been closer together before.
But 27 days after Tranquility Base, on an untranquil sea of mud at 42.02 degrees north, 74.08 degrees west, there was a walk in space that 400,000 long-haired pilgrims in and out of sweatshirts called the greatest weekend since the creation.
Dig it, dig it! Fire!
Came to be known as the Woodstock Nation, in search of rock, acid, pop, peace, and just being together. 400,000 Americans between 15 and 25 flocked to Max Yasker's dairy farm at Bethel, New York, for a weekend with Sly and the Family Stone, Country Joe and the Fish, Janis Joplin, the Jefferson Airplane, Santana, Crosby, Stills and Nash, The Who, Joan Baez, and Arlo Guthrie, among others. The festival was declared a disaster area, and if there had been a riot, the commission that would have investigated it would have probably blamed negligent planning by the promoters, lack of water, food, medical and sanitary facilities,
you know who wasn't?
Stormy weather.
You know who wasn't there?
It would have cited also the abundance of marijuana.
Planets, let our billion guns cast my shadow. Starship.
Motley Crue. Yes, folks, Motley Crue, the first band on the moon, off of their album New Tattoo. I don't know what order that came in their discography. I think the only member that wasn't mixed up in them at that point was Tommy Lee. They probably got mad at each other about something. Well, I know they did if you read the book. MC5 preceded that with Starship Live off the Kick Out the Jams album. That was an Elektra release, just like the Stooges was an Elektra release, just like the Doors was an Elektra release, and almost the same album cover as the Stooges' first album, but whatever. Started that set off with Walter Cronkite. I can hear it now, the 60s, with Nixon greeting the returning astronauts. I think I'm going to play out, go a little bit lighter on this set. We'll start off with something I've wanted to play for a long time. This is for my son. He better be in bed right now. My name's Arthur, filling in for the Songs of the Squid Pod. Is it Songs of the Sounds of the Squid Pod?
Songs from the
Squid Pod. Songs from the Squid Pod, the Savoy Fair, here on 91.5 FM and or WMFO.org. Edward's in the studio, but he did a lot of talking earlier. So we'll keep going here, folks. Thanks.
I was impressed like everyone when man began to fly out of earthly regions to planets in the sky. With total media coverage, we watched the heroes land. As ceremoniously they disturbed the cosmic sand. In awe with admiration, we listened to the talk. Such pride felt they, such joy to be upon the moon to walk. My romantic vision shattered when it was explained to me. Spacemen wear old diapers in which they shouldn't pee. Oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there. Relieve you and believe me without a worry or care. If shitting is your problem when you're out there in the stars, oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars. They don't partake like you and I of beefy burger mush. Their food is specially prepared to dissolve into slush. Absorbed by multi-fibers in the super diaper suit. Otherwise the slush would trickle down inside the boot. Oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there. Relieve you and believe me without a worry or care. If shitting is your problem when you're out there in the stars, oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars. You may well ask, now what becomes of liquid they consume? A pipe is led from penis head to a unit in the room. The water is recirculated, filtered for reuse. In case of anti-gravity, P gets on the loose. Oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there. Relieve you and believe me without a worry or care. If shitting is your problem when you're out there in the stars, oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars. Wherever man has conquered on the quest for frontiers new, I'm glad he's always had to do the number one and two. It makes it all so ordinary, just like you and me. To know the greatest heroes, they had to shit and pee. The intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there. For cosmic constipation, there's none that can compare. If shitting is your problem when you're out there in the stars, oh, the intergalactic laxative, the intergalactic laxative, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars.
In this world as we know it, sorrows come and go. Now we see the human race has put its footprints on the moon's face. Satellite's gone.